There's no better feeling than to be underestimated and then to destroy the competition.
I've got the magic in me. Every time
okay, so we just did a read through?
That
yes.
Track, it turns into gold. Now everybody knows I've got the magic in me.
If you deem it so, it's a new season. In fact, it's the Renaissance period of our lives. And in this video, I'll cover everything I know about making a comeback and doing it with vengeance. So the first idea is this. You need to map the trajectory that your ideal self could take you on. So according to some studies, one such study is called Navigating the Future or Driven by the Past. The study found that we are very motivated by our future. And a very powerful way for you to understand what is possible with your life and how far you can take your life is to really break down the trajectory that you're on currently. Or a simple way to put this is, if you kept doing what you're doing right now, what would your life look like next year, 3 years out, 5 years out, and 10 years out? And so I actually ran through this exercise where I broke down what I would say have been the three trajectories that I've been on over these last few seasons of my life and where they would have taken me. Now the third tier, division three, that's called the nothing wrong with it common man trajectory. All right, I was in the nothing wrong with it common man trajectory in around 2020. I was drinking 2 to 3 times per week. I was just socially drinking, but secretly just poisoning myself multiple times a week. I had a day job and I got a few items done from that day job every day, but I wasn't especially good at my job because my focus was distracted between comedy sketches on YouTube and my actual work. I was going on dates often, but it was exclusively with girls off of Hinge who, for the most part, I wasn't excited about most of the dates I went on. And even if I was excited about someone, it would be like at my own detriment. I would end up simping for someone who treated me poorly. The dates were fun at times, but they also caused me to have a bad diet. I was spending money. I was spending that time not really developing myself in any sort of way, but it was fun. And lastly, I would often stay up until 2 or 3 a.m., especially if I went out and I had a few drinks that night. Sometimes I would even like raid Cub Foods and get like a bunch of delicious snacks like Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Cheetos, and just like watch these interviews, like Hollywood Reporter interviews with Christopher Nolan or Denis Villeneuve, and see how these directors talked about the works they made. And I would sort of like stay up late, like imagining, you know, what my career could one day be like if I also became a director. But because I'd been drinking, I would have insomnia. I wasn't really feeling well a lot of the times, but I still got some things done. You know, like I did work the day job, which was a solid day job. And I did work on this channel, just maybe not with full focus. I was often inefficient or not productive. I was procrastinating. Now, had I stayed on that trajectory of my life back when I was in 2020, today I'd probably be, you know, 27 to 30% body fat. So I would be overweight as my life would go on into my 40s and 50s. I would definitely be pretty solidly overweight, but I guess it wouldn't be that big of a deal because a lot of people in America are overweight. So I would just be a part of the crowd. I'd be a part of the company. And because I would have kept the day job, I probably would be making 150K, 200K in my late career. And I would have a family. I'd probably have some kids. I'd be like the typical Indian uncle or Indian American uncle. You know, he's got a gut. He's got a corporate job, a wife and a few kids, but he doesn't have a lot of energy and he's just not that cool, to be honest. Okay, so that's the nothing wrong with it common man trajectory. My trajectory around this time last year, I would call that division two, tier two, and I call that the well done, God loves a man who efforts hard trajectory. God loves a trier. When I was in this trajectory of my life, I would work out often, usually a lift every day. And then over the summer, I got very into running and I ran a marathon. But I never tracked my calories and I still had an off diet. In fact, I ate a bad diet a decent amount of time despite the high training. And I would justify it saying, hey, I'm bulking or I'm just going for deadlift PR. So it doesn't really matter what I eat. Right now, I'm just eating. And I still really hadn't totally dialed in my work habits. I went on dates off of Hinge once in a while, but at this point I was more selective with who I connected with because I did want to make the most of time and I felt the pain of time more. So I drank occasionally on these dates, but it was much more rare. And this time I even did 2 cold approaches. Now, had I stayed on this trajectory that I was on last year, the D2 trajectory, then my income would have stayed around $20,000 a month, eventually maybe tapped out at $30,000 a month, you know, as I continually work on myself, develop myself. I would have made some progress with strength lifts, with cardio, with my speed, but I'd never be lean. I would never look that aesthetic because my training and my diet, especially my life around my training, would just have continued to stay too imprecise. Later on in my 40s, this means I'd probably become like a millionaire by the time I'm 38, maybe 40 years old, which is cool, but you know, accounting for inflation, being a millionaire by the time you're 40, you know, 10 years out in the future, it'd be fine. I wouldn't necessarily feel very, very wealthy. I'd be relatively fit looking, definitely more fit than the average 40-year-old you would see here in Minnesota. Honestly, this trajectory would probably lead to a very decent lifestyle, a very above average lifestyle, but it's still only Division 2. You still have some issues. You're not everything you could be. Now, the last trajectory, or what I call Division 1, Tier 1, I call that, holy fuck, this guy is a goddamn killer. On this path, training becomes like breathing. It doesn't take willpower to do. It's executed on a very high level, like an Olympic athlete. You know, my performance, my workouts, it's all tracked, it's all logged. My calories are tracked in the minutia. I not only maximize my own time with a calendar that's fully blocked for the week ahead, but also manage a team of five and, you know, work to become a very effective leader for my team. And then I continually work and pick up skills, but compared to last year where it was a little bit more scattered, it's much more directed, much more intentional. And also, not dating around, but rather living a relatively monk-like disciplined schedule until I'm with the person that I'm actually really thinking I want to invest in. I would say in this last year, I've transitioned much more aggressively from tier 2 to tier 1. And I would invite you in this part of the video to ask yourself, which trajectory are you on? You know, if you're watching this channel, you're probably not like a complete bum who like does nothing with their life. At the very least, you're probably D3. You work a job, you're making some effort, some progress, but maybe you're not super focused, you're not super ambitious in your directives. Or maybe you're tier 2, you actually work super hard all the time, you're continually developing yourself, but you're a little bit scattered, and sometimes your focus is just not as reliable as it needs to be. And then maybe a handful of you, you know, you might be tier 1. Where you literally are going guns a-blazing and you do everything you should do all day, every day. Your days are more or less just tens. This exercise is actually worth going through because it makes you realize that you can infinitely change where your life will lead you depending on which path you put yourself on. D3, D2, D1. If I transition from D2 to D1, you know, in my own life, it would have a huge multiplier effect. I'd probably have 2 to 3 million subscribers on YouTube a year from now if I was the D1 version of myself. Even though YouTube is like not at all my main goal, it's just like a part of my goals, I suppose. I'd be jacked and shredded really, because I'd be continuing on a trajectory of just having every aspect of fitness very dialed in and very consistent. My income would be, I guess by most people's standards, like very, very high, between $100,000 and $200,000 a month. Consistently. I'd eventually own multiple properties. And because of being at the tier one version of myself, I also maybe would have made a handful of short films. I eventually would leverage those into getting a Hollywood agent. A lot of my original ambitions, original goals, I would actually bring to light simply by being the D1 version of myself. So to be fair, entering a trajectory where you are reliably the person you need to be requires you to recognize where you are at. And so this exercise is powerful in the sense that it allows you to see how much would change for you if you just adjusted your trajectory right now and really went for the things that mattered. I found over and over, the person who has unbelievable intention and unbelievable focus on the things that matter to them, the compounding effect of their results is really dramatic. In Atomic Habits, James Clear points out that if you were on a plane and you missed the degree of your plane transit by just 1 degree, it would be the difference between landing in California or like Tijuana, Mexico, by comparison. Just because when you change your performance, when you change the path you put yourself on, you aggressively change the timeline the more time goes on. So principle 1B, recognize what is there for the taking. The reason for this drawn out exercise is to help you realize just how much there is for the taking if you're not D1. Because it's not about the victories you can have today or even this year or even in the next 2 years. A commitment to the right trajectory could have you achieve some really remarkable things. And it's because you're pulling on the most important lever there is. Time. If you have enough time, you can do some ridiculous things. And if you have a hard time believing me, consider this. Human beings have had like strong prefrontal cortexes and intellectual capacity for several hundred years, maybe thousands of years. And because of that, we have been able to accomplish things that 10 years prior to their invention would have just seemed like blasphemy or magic or something completely impossible. electricity, computers, locomotive trains. We even have like mastered human flight and space travel after a certain degree of time, just because we applied intellect and effort over decades and centuries. The latest book that I finished was Stephen Kotler's book. It's called The Art of Impossible. And it was a great book all around. There's a ton of deep insights I got from it on basically unlocking flow state. But the one singular line that hit me the most in that whole book is this: very little is impossible with 10 years of practice. Very little is impossible. No matter what foolhardy, great ambition you have, very little is impossible with 10 years of practice. In the minutia, you just see it building day by day. My editor, Thomas, he loves filmmaking and his own style of surrealist filmmaking. I guess that's what I would label it, Thomas. Surrealist, or just very experimental storytelling, and like a weird combination between humor and, I don't know, avant-garde style. I see him progressing in his career with these film premieres that he's doing with The Short and all these skills he's picked up in our time working together when it comes to composition, lighting, and of course his editing flair. It progresses with time, no matter how slowly, and then eventually these things ramp up. I'm 30 years old right now, and I started my ambitions of working in Hollywood 8 years ago when I was 22 years old. Back then, I got no traction, no movement. And in 8 years, though I haven't always been on the path, I've slowly been progressing. And so, though I am as far as I ever have been from the aspiration of making feature films or working on feature films, I'm getting dramatically closer just because I can see the inches moving, and I know eventually that snowball effect is going to kick in. So the next principle then is to map out your next five moves. Imagine you create the conditions of your trajectory, your ideal D1 trajectory. But to know what to do, to know what your ideal trajectory looks like, you also need to know what you're working on to some capacity. Patrick Bet-David, who's an entrepreneur and a YouTuber that I actually admire, I actually made a parody of him back in the day called Watches Valuetainment once. But he has a book called Your Next Five Moves. And I think it's actually a valuable exercise to do to map out what your next five moves would be in life. At the time of this recording, these moves for me are: one, putting on 5 to 7 pounds of muscle in this next 4 or 5 month period of time. I actually call that my next strategic move because it's the single most important thing I'm working on, just because it's possible. And I think a great physique is a valuable thing to build, especially if you're younger. The second one is to read 20 books. If you want to see my reading list, you can find it in the description box of this video. I'm reading 20 books over the next 20 weeks just because my long-term ambitions have a lot to do with becoming a better writer and just knowing about the world more deeply. So it's actually a very high priority action item for me to keep learning and keep synthesizing between different ideas. The third move that I'm doing is actually getting my private pilot's license and my skydiving A license. So being able to do solo skydiving jumps and to be able to fly a plane solo, a small Cessna airplane by myself, even doing small trips by myself. Number four, my fourth move, is mastering social skills. Now, this one is a little harder to track. It's harder to make it a measurable goal, but mastering social skills and your level of like social freedom, nurturing your inner sense of charisma, I think is actually very important, especially for any entrepreneur or a filmmaker. An aspiring filmmaker, you need to be able to sell other people on your ideas. You need to honestly ooze charisma. And so I treated this like a learnable skill. But you know, we never had this as like our school curriculum to like learn how to be social or to be very charismatic. So I put myself on my own curriculum plan. Some of the books I'm reading in this next stretch of time have a lot to do with social charisma. And I broke this down with my second shooter. I'm getting 80 social points. That's how I'm logging my success with this move. If I talk to a stranger, that's 1 point. If I have a deeper, meaningful interaction, maybe I get a coffee with someone and it leads to some like productive networking thing together, like that's 3 points. So I created this own like log for myself: social activities, working on projects together, cold approaches, whatever it might be. But I consider all of this just building up my social charisma, and that's a level of social boldness, so that wherever I'm at in life, I can constantly access and connect with people who can make my life and my progression towards my goals more exciting, more meaningful, and more possible. And the last one, perhaps the most daunting and ambitious of this whole group of things, is actually completing my short film. It's River Rats. It's a project that I have been dreaming about and working on in my mind for the last 10 years. And in this last week, I finally finished the screenplay. It was a huge moment for me. I broke it down, the screenplay, and the entire short film is just around 20 scenes. Some of them are very, very big set pieces. There's two party scenes. There's going to be like a gun shootout and like this action scene. It's going to require a trip to Ireland, like a trip to Dublin and to London. A lot of it will need to be filmed in London alongside Dublin. I'm giving myself the lead role, so I have to learn how to do an Irish accent really well. I'm incredibly excited and very afraid, but it's, what can I say? It's very major, and it's a part of my next five moves that I'm trying to take on in this next season of my life. And an important point on this principle is that you should pick objectives that you have a track record for completing to some degree. For most of these, I feel like an 8 or 9 out of 10 level confidence that I can achieve it. 5 to 7 pounds of muscle, that's like a done deal, you know? I have my training and diet completely locked down at this point. The short film is the most ambitious of the bunch, but reading 20 books, that 100% is going to happen. The social skills I'm a little bit nervous about just because I do have some social anxiety. But for the most part, you go into your ambitions, you go into your five moves with a pretty solid degree of confidence. Principle 4 then. Program your best self. Once you know what your objectives are, what your targets are, you have this resolution of wanting to be either the D2 or D1 version of yourself. You actually have to know what that looks like. So you have to basically program yourself into anything you want to be. You have to basically define what the ideal trajectory looks like. So I actually made a list of my ideal trajectory and fuck it, dude. I'm just going to read it to you. So in order for me to complete these ambitions and be the person I want to be, here's what I want to do. 1, I get a sleep score of 85 every single night. I'm someone who really prioritizes my sleep. I practice complete and utter sexual discipline. I write for 2 hours per day. I read, write, or rehearse my scripts, my dialogue for 2 hours per day. This can also include pre-production work. I plan each day in advance perfectly. My calendar is always completely full and intelligently packed. I spend 1 hour outside shirtless in the sun daily. The reason for this is twofold. 1, when I'm shirtless, especially shirtless in public, it like motivates me to stay on top of my training and my diet. And 2, most people, especially darker skinned people, are deficient in vitamin D. So it's actually good to expose a lot of yourself to the sun. It like really boosts your testosterone. And as a result, you sleep better at night. Your performance is better. Like sunlight is like OP and everyone should prioritize it. 1 hour of meditation every day. I do 2 meditation sessions daily, every day without fail. Fearless. I'm utterly confident and utterly fearless. I'm completely socially free, have an abundant inner life, and view the world as mine to manipulate to my perfect liking. Decisive. I make firm decisions and do not change my mind about them. If a plan makes sense, I act on it. Once a decision is locked down, I do not change my mind. Instead, I proceed with utter confidence. Always taking the next action. I am always making one decision at a time, working on one task at a time. I move forward, taking action on what my calendar says with complete focus and optimism. I trust the next action perfectly. My days, week, and even month are perfectly mapped out. I know the broad strokes of what I will do. Incredible leadership. I demonstrate decisiveness, fearlessness, optimism, faith, and benevolence to everyone on my team. I am an incredible communicator. I'm bursting with energy and vitality. My incredible optimism bleeds onto everyone. Romance. I operate from such an internally rich, high vibration state that my reality is imbued with a sort of romance. I compel everyone on my team to eat well, live well, sleep well, and meditate often so that they may see the world from my fine state. Good fortune and strength buzz around us like bees drawn to a sweet nectar. I do all that can be done each day. And lastly, discipline. I do not question the plan, I simply execute it. If it is to be done and completed by an allotted time, it shall be. If a person is to be spoken to, they shall be. If a weight is to be lifted, it shall be. My feelings about a thing carry no importance. I do not speak unnecessarily. I am always doing, but I only do what needs to be done. I only speak when I need to speak. I put my entire being into my life's work while being true to those I love. Okay, so that's my list. Yeah, I look at that every day and I sort of read from that. And this is sort of like almost like a fail-proof way of having that comeback actually happen. The comeback, the come up, it's entirely there for the taking when you apply time to the right trajectory. It's very simple. It makes complete sense though that it would work. The last quick idea I want to share with you is that you should invoke the distortion vortex. So the distortion vortex or the distortion field comes from Steve Jobs, who sort of imbued his surroundings and his environment as if from a state of delusion, honestly. Like he could perfectly complete what he set his mind to. Even other people, like I once read the biography of Walt Disney, they often would forcibly delude themselves. They would distort reality to make it as they willed. Walt Disney, for a time, he was losing a ton of money. Like, his original company, I think it was called, like, Laugh-O-Track or something like that, it wasn't profitable. They would be sketching these cartoons, they'd be working late into the night, and the company was losing money. And so Walt Disney put up a sign, and he made a rule in the company that we must be cheerful and we must be optimistic. Like, if you are not cheerful and if you do not believe in this company, you can't work here. Even if we're losing money, like, that's not how things are going to stay. We will get past this and we will be successful. IBM, when the founder of that company was starting out, he basically described to himself what the ideal company would look like. Like, if he had a $1 billion company, a very, very successful company, what would that company act like? What would the environment, the culture of that company be? And then he resolved to just start living that company's values that very single day. And so if you can bring the right ideal future self based on your five moves, your next strategic move, and just decide who you're going to be and convince yourself to do it. The key to all of this is to have it on your calendar. If you can execute on your calendar and if your calendar has your trajectory mapped out, then it's really impossible to lose. You will win. It's just like the law of cause and effect. The universe is kind of unfair in the sense that we all start out in different places, but it is fair in the sense that we all, for the most part, are given time. And people who work with time in their favor, they always win. It's just like cause and effect. So if you're new to the channel, my name is Nick Hill. This channel features one weekly video essay for creatives looking to achieve their goals. If that's something that appeals to you, consider subscribing. You can also follow me on Instagram, where I put up the occasional behind the scenes. I will be putting up the behind the scenes of this screenplay and this short film that I'll be working on very aggressively over the next 4.5 months. And lastly, if you'd like to work to grow your own YouTube channel, especially to speak more authentically and with a deeper level of authenticity on camera, ultimately the biggest hacks to growing on YouTube is to write well, to script very well, and secondly, to deliver your valuable words with a lot of authenticity and emotional connection. If you could do that, if you can speak efficiently, write well, and then on top of that, some other smaller things like having a thumbnail that really maps up with your title and just executing on the fundamental basics of YouTube success, like, very diligently, like, it's very possible to become a successful YouTuber. Alongside that, my business partner has helped a lot of people in the program grow to $5,000 a month or even $10,000 a month in income off the platform because he's helped coach them on, like, monetization, like the digital product side of things, and not rely so heavily on sponsorships to make progress with their channels. So if that's something that you find interesting that you might want to look into, there's an application form in the description box that you can check out. But with that being said, for those of us who put ourselves on the right trajectory, to us I say greatness is coming. We'll see you soon.